We now start the third bracha of the Amida. Bracha of Atakadosh, of sanctifying Hashem's name. This is the bracha of Yaakov Avinu. Because the first bracha, Chesed, is Avram Avinu. Chesed l'Avram. The second bracha of Atagibor is the bracha of Yitzchak Avinu. Gevura, strength, is always associated with Yitzchak. And the third bracha is Tiferes, splendor, glory, beauty. That's Yaakov Avinu. As we say and mention, Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is associated with Kedusha. So before we say this bracha, the Chofetz Chaim says, have in mind that you want to bless Hashem because He's holy. What does holy mean? Ata Kadosh. Says the Maral in his Kedusha Goddess and Shabbos. Says the Maral, Ata Kadosh. Anything which is holy means it's separated from the physical. Because Kadosh means to be set aside, special, designated. Famous Tosfos in Kiddushin, Hurry up, Mekudeshesli, behold, you're sanctified to me. Sanctified means set aside, special, designated for a purpose. Hashem is set aside from the physical world. He's non-physical. So Ata Kadosh, the first thing we have in mind is you, Hashem. You're non-physical, you're not part of this physical world. You're above and beyond it. You're not bound by it. You're not bound by any physicality whatsoever. Separate from this world. Separated from anything physical. And therefore, there's no real description that we can ever give to you. You're the cause of everything. You make everything else happen. You're the life force of everything. You're non-physical. And Ata Kadosh can also mean, therefore, that, you know, because Hashem is not part of the physical world, He is elevated above and beyond it. You know, it's above and beyond that which we can really conceive of as well. We can just say that Hashem is Kadosh. All the Mepharshim are basically going in the same way. The Sfasemis says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh v'nivdal mikol. Hashem is holy. He's set aside, designated, separate from everything. But it's not just the Ata Kadosh, that you, Hashem, in your essence, are holy. And that you intrinsically and inherently are above and beyond. We don't just say that. It's Ata Kadosh v'shimcha Kadosh. Your name is holy. The name of Hashem. And so much of our davening is calling out in the name of Hashem. We say Hashem's name so many times. Avraham Avinu is Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. What does it mean? The name of Hashem. The names of Hashem are how He's revealed in this world. Hashem's name is how He connects to this world. Shem, Sham, there. This is where we start to connect to Hashem, not in terms of His inherent essence, but rather in terms of the way that He connects to this world. That's why we call Him Hashem, the name. So not only is He inherently holy, but also the way that He connects to the world is holy. That's what we'll see tomorrow.